Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Zivachim Daf Lamed Ches, Zivachim 38. Today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara cites a Mishnah from Maseches Yoma, Daf Nun Gimel Amabeis 53b, where the Gemara talks about the Kohen Gadol who was required to enter into the Holy of Holies with the blood of a bull. And the Kohen Gadol would take the blood of this bull in Yom Kippur, and he'd bring it into the Holy of Holies, and he would stand in front of the Ark, and we're told that he's supposed to make 8 sprinklings of the blood, and it states in the Torah, Leviticus 16:14, meaning to say he's supposed to sprinkle it in front of the kaporas, and then sprinkle it 7 times. And so we understand it means to be 1 time above and 7 times below. And so the Gemara's initial understanding of this, the Mishnah's initial understanding is v'hizamimenu achas l'mala v'sheva l'mata. And the Gemara seems to understand what the Mishnah is saying, that you sprinkle it 1 time on top of the kapores, which is the cover for the ark, that 1 time it would be on the top of that part, and then the other 7 times would be on the lower part of that kaporas, of the cover. But that all of the 8 applications would be on the kaporas, just on different parts of the cover of the ark. And the Gemara says, no, that is not the way actually the application happened. Really, the sprinkling of the blood did not actually touch the kaporas, but really it was done kit matzlif. What does the word matzlif mean? So the Gemara explains that the word matzlif is machve Rav Yehuda kim nagdana. That Rav Yehuda showed everybody who was there that it was that matzlif means like a nagdana. What is a nagdana? So the way we understand this is like an agent of the court who is required to give the lashes. We know that Torah says that you have to give Malkos Arba'im, which we understand to be 39 lashes with a whip. And so the way it would be done under those circumstances, according to Rav Yehuda, is that the first time the person lifted the whip, he lifted it up with his palm facing upward, and then he brought it down and he did it 39 times, and the whips were right next to each other on the back of the person who was getting the lashes. And so, of course, we know that there's a whole discussion about how the lashes were administered in Tractate Makos, and that's a different discussion. But the point is that what he was showing was that first time the whip was taken, it was taken upward, and then it was whipped in a downward fashion. And so too the Kohen Gadol, the first time he would take it, he would lift his hand up, and then after that he would make 7 more applications of the blood in a downward fashion. Tosfos on Ardaf explains, quoting the commentary Aruch, an early dictionary on the Talmud, that kimangadana is shemeirim yado ve'eno maka acheyore, that the whipper, he would lift up his hand, but he would not actually whip until he brings it down. And that is how we have this concept of the matzlif, and that's what the Kohen Gadol did in the Holy of Holies on Yom Kippur. We have the Targum HaMiyuchas to Rabbi Yonas ben Uziel on the verse that states in the Torah that you must take 40 lashes. It says, Arba'im Yakenu Lo Yosif, that you have to make 40 whips on the person who's the sinner. Do not add on. But the Targum says, Arba'in Yatzlif, V'chosir Chad Yalkinai Lo Yashlim, meaning to say, he says, 40 you should be Matzlif. What does this mean? So the Nasan Imperial writes that from the fact he says the word Yatzlif, the intent is to follow the reading, the same reading, the way Tosus and Arsugya understands, that the first time he lifts it up, the person with the whip lifts up his hand, and then he places it down 39 times. And so the Baal Mishnah Halachos writes that we see from here, this is why the Torah says you should give 40 lashes, but the rabbis understand it to be 39 lashes. Because the first time you lift it up, even though you don't strike the person, even though the person with the whip doesn't strike the person, that's considered as though he has actually struck the person. And then the other 39 times, he's actually striking him. And so that's how we get to 40. One is the upward motion where he doesn't hit the person, and then the 39 times is where he does hit the person. We see from here that even though physically technically speaking, the person who sinned gets 39 lashes, it's counted as though it's 40 because we count the upward motion even where he doesn't strike him as one of the lashes. This is an important point, and this follows the position of Reish Lakish in Gemara in Sanhedrin 58b. He says that somebody who lifts up his hand to strike his friend, even though he doesn't actually strike him, it's as though he has struck him, and he is called a wicked person. And we learn from this from Moses, where it says, Moses says to his friend, Rasha, Rama taka re'echa, why are you hitting your friend? He doesn't say, why did you hit your friend, but why are you hitting your friend? So we see from here just the threat of picking up your hand to strike a person, it's as though you have hit the person and you are called a wicked person. And indeed, the Shulchan Aruch rules this way in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Tov Chav, Sif Aleph, that it's prohibited to strike your fellow human, and if you strike such a person, you are sinning. On top of that, says the Shulchan Aruch, if the Torah calls you a wicked person, if you hit him, how much more so are you wicked also? If the Torah calls you a wicked person just raising your hand, how much more are you a wicked person when you strike him? And so we see from here that somebody who lifts up his hand to strike his friend, even though he doesn't strike him, is called a wicked person. And this is an important point. Just the threat of physical violence is in itself a great sin worthy of being called a wicked person.